Grace,
mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear family of Charles, friends of Charles, fellow members of our Savior Lutheran Church, may the shepherd and overseer of your souls, that is to say, may Jesus Christ comfort you with the news of his accomplished, his completed salvation and the resurrection, and the news of the coming last day with the resurrection of the dead, including our beloved Charles. It was my honor to serve Charles these last 7 years of his life as his pastor. During our many visits, I saw him be a husband, a father, but yet also a hearer in Christ's church. I heard his confession, both of his sins, but also of his faith in Jesus. I saw him faithfully receive the gifts that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to comfort us in this life, gifts that bestow the forgiveness of sins. But even on my last visit, when our Lord granted Charles, who was mostly asleep, but he granted him to be awake and alert and responsive for those 5 minutes to confess his faith and then to faithfully receive Christ's body and blood one last time, before our Lord took him home and he saw Christ in his body in heaven. Charles died a truly Christian death. That is to say, he died trusting in Christ Jesus for his forgiveness, for his salvation, for his eternal life. That our Lord had been faithful to him all those many years. That Charles is blessed to be on this earth. That our Lord is faithful in life and our Lord is faithful in death. That's the faith that Charles confessed. It is the faith that is taught in all three of our lessons from the Scriptures today. That Christ, the Good Shepherd, lays down his life for the sake of the sheep. That he suffered all things without sin, so that he could be the once-for-all sacrifice for all sin. And that because of this, he is the salvation of those who believe, who trust in him. That epistle lesson today from 1 Peter is a beautiful confession. Peter is speaking of exactly what the prophet Isaiah spoke and what Jesus fulfilled. Charles believed this for himself. He believed it also. It meant something for those around him as well. This is what gave him hope as the years went on. As more and more of the world that he knew disappeared and more of the people that he loved passed away, that Christ's work didn't pass away. Christ's work was always there. That Charles relied upon this work of Christ as Christians do, trusting Christ to have carried his own sins away, far away, in order that Charles then would live a new life in righteousness, living in that righteousness of Christ, a righteousness that Charles had received by believing, by having faith in Jesus. This is what allowed Charles to be a faithful husband, a faithful father. This is what allowed him to serve in the various congregations he was a part of through his life, to be involved with the many things of the church during his life. This is what liberated him to serve his country, to truly love the outdoors, God's creation, to love history, that is, how God has interacted with man throughout time, and then to love his family, God's gift to him. That the love of Christ shown in the forgiveness of sins set Charles free to love all these other things as gifts from God. Charles also knew this love was not just for him, but for all people. Which brings us to you today. You grieve the loss of Charles in this life. But Charles would want you to know the comfort that he knew in this life, the comfort of Christ crucified and raised from the dead, the comfort of believing and knowing that your sins have been bore away from you by Christ Jesus in his body on the tree, that he carried them off to the tree of the cross, and there he died for you so that your sins would be forgiven, would be no more. The comfort of knowing that by Christ's wounds, so many of them, healing comes. At first and foremost, this healing comes in the form of healing of our relationship with God, the atonement, that by the shedding of Christ's blood, peace has been made between humanity and God. Peace which ends the war that sin began. That the bloody wounds of Christ then also bring healing to our souls, healing found in the forgiveness of our sins. And the healing then works through our lives to find all the ways of expressing love towards those around us. The love that you remember from Charles is because the love of Christ for Charles and for you. That by his wounds, Christ's wounds, you are healed. That forgiveness of sins brings life. That yes, we still go through death, but the resurrection of Jesus has changed what death is for those who believe. For Charles, death became just a portal, just a gateway from the strife of this life to Christ's eternal joy forever in heaven. That there is healing in heaven because of what Christ did here on this earth. And that when Christ baptized Charles so many years ago, he made him a promise to take him to heaven. And that if you are baptized, Christ has made the same promise to you. That there is healing in that water because the Word of God says so. And that healing goes all the way until the last day, the great day and awesome day of the resurrection of all, when all the saints will be raised to live in eternity in both body and soul, both healed by the finished work of Jesus. Bodies that are no longer decaying, no longer breaking down, no longer suffering pain, no longer under the strain of this fallen world, but resurrected bodies like that of Christ's own body. That by his wounds you have been healed. The resurrection will prove it. That's what Jesus has done for Charles. And that's what Jesus has done for you by his suffering and his dying for you. Today you grieve the loss of Charles in this life. You will remember a lot of good memories about his life. These are good things. The greatest things, however, are the result of what Christ had done for him. That Charles confessed that he was a sheep who had strayed or had sinned. He confessed Christ then to be the shepherd and overseer of his soul. He listened to Christ's word, gathered with other Christians to receive Christ's gifts, and rejoiced in the victory that Christ's resurrection is for all who believe. These great works of Jesus blessed Charles, and they are most certainly meant to be a blessing for you this and every day. May you have comfort and hope in the face of your grief, that Christ Jesus has never strayed. Christ Jesus is faithful. He tends and keeps his own flock. He does so in the very words that you have heard today. May you all, and may you specifically, hold on to them as the dear and sweet promises that they are for you. That's how Charles regarded them. And may they be a consolation for you in all the days ahead. In the name of Jesus, amen.